Hello, it is Friday. Welcome again to just a casual time. Let's just call this a casual time of sharing together. I'm assuming that you're sharing together. I have my coffee and I've gotten finished with the radio programming today. And I don't know if you've been listening to the podcast much. Sometimes it's a real definite word that the Lord gives, a real definite direction in scripture. And sometimes we just kind of hang out in his presence. I mean, I just get started in the radio program and I might have just a little seed to work with and then just keep moving in faith. I find that as I'm faithful, just to continue in the program, may not necessarily know where we're going. God is just faithful from song to song, from track to track, to lead and to guide. And I don't know if you've ever noticed that with friendships. You just like to hang out and you don't know where the conversation's going to go. I mean, that's not a requirement for hanging out, right? You just want to get together with the people that you love, your friends, because there's a unity there. There's a mutual exchange going on. And I think that's one of the things about doing the podcast. Some of you are listening quite regularly, and I don't really get to converse with you. I can only trust that what the Holy Spirit is giving me is what you need to hear. I've definitely learned these are things that I need to speak. These are things that I need to say, because as I say these things, as I don't want to say rattle off, as I spout off the scripture, I mean, faith has even increased in me. As I speak these things, the atmosphere is shift, and I end up going higher with God. And so that's kind of my prayer for you as you listen. That the thing that God does for me and taking me closer into Him, that just gets released over you as you listen, as you hear the Word of God. I love that about the Word of God. It's cleansing. There's just such a it's like a pressure washer, the Word of God coming over us. It just blasts off things that would try to weigh us down, or ways of thinking that are not in alignment with the Father. And I give him praise today for the power of his word. It's a sword. It cuts things off that don't belong with us. So I'm just gonna kind of casually talk. If you've got your coffee, if you've got whatever it is, just kind of relax in the Lord's presence, and we'll just share in conversation. All right. I started out today, talking about just guarding our heart, as it says in Proverbs, guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. And sometimes we have to not be moved from the position, that we're standing in God. Let me scroll up to that. It's Colossians 1:23, saying that we need to continue in faith, grounded and steadfast, like my friend just texted me, feet firmly planted, not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. Of course, that means, the gospel of our salvation, but it's also the promises of God, the things that we are hoping for. God has spoken some things and we're standing firm. We're not being moved from what we know to be true. And sometimes we just need that encouragement. Hold the line. Don't be moved. Stand firm. Just don't back down. Don't back down. Guard your heart. Don't let those things come against you that try to knock you off your stance or your balance. And I think sometimes we need that encouragement. I can remember a time, just every little thing just quickly threw me off balance. And the more you go with God, the more you learn, hold. He's coming, just hold the line. Here's another verse of scripture to encourage you, Philippians 1:27, where it says, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come or see you, or if I'm absent, that I may hear of your affairs, that you're standing fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. You know, there's a time that we've got to call people to pray for us. You know, we've got to ask for prayer and have people who will stand with us. You know, we're not made to do it all by ourselves. So strive together for each other, lifting each other up when we're weak. And, you know, this confidence that we build over a period of time, you know, that we can stand in the midst of difficulty, not shrink back. I don't just want to stand and grit my teeth and get through it. Okay. I actually want to have a place of joy in that stance. And this is what the kingdom shift is, that when we are standing firm, holding the line, we actually get to enter into a place of joy and peace, that we get to go through these battles and these struggles with the joy of the Lord being our strength. We might even laugh. I mean, what glory and honor that brings to the Lord, not just to get us through, but man, to get us through with his glory and with his joy. And that's what we're going for. I mean, we want the cherry on top, right? I felt like Psalm 121 was important. You know, if our eyes are looking down at our junk and the situations and the battles, God says in Psalm 121, lift your eyes up. I will lift my eyes up to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. Sometimes just looking at him, not looking at the battle. He may not be talking about the battle right now. He may not be ministering to that place in our life. He's saying, hey, look up here where I am. And sometimes just getting our eyes onto him and off of ourselves can cause a shift. Jesus said, John 10:10, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So I just love these perspective shifts, that the abundant life is a life of joy. It's a life of peace. It's a life of overcoming. Joyce Meyer was one that told the story about the eagle soaring, you know, where we're actually meant to soar above the clouds, like the eagle. And she told the story that when an eagle sees a storm coming, he doesn't fly away from it. He flies toward the storm, actually moving toward the victory. And she held her arms out like an eagle and kind of put her head down like, I'm going for it. And that's kind of like holding the line. Okay. That's kind of like not being moved. I am going to hold the line and I'm going to confront this thing because I know where my confidence is. And God gives me power over this thing. So it's not like we run from the difficulty. We're actually in that place of joy and peace and faith that we sail right towards the storm, head down, focused on it. Because she said that when the eagle is right about to get to the storm, there is a gust of wind that forces the eagle upward. And then he can soar up above the storm. Isn't that beautiful? You know, God's creation speaks. Creation speaks. The things that he has created, that they teach us what he's like. And there's a lot of references, you know, in the Bible about mounting up with wings like eagles. Okay? That's what it's talking about. Soaring in that place with God above the storms of life. Yeah, they're still going on. But we can be up there with God. We can have that shift in perspective. And that's just kind of what I felt like he was releasing today, is getting us up there with him. Maybe seeing conflicts as an opportunity to go higher with God. As I was listening to the music today, I noticed that there's two kinds of Christian songs. One is the kind of song that's like, I'm trying to get somewhere with God. It's like, I'm struggling and I've got this going on in my life and I'm just trying to cry out to God and get somewhere. And then the music, you know, ministers to the person that is in tribulation or suffering or struggling. And then there's the other kind of song that is like the high praises of God, the victory, the roar. It's like, God is amazing. We've broken through, and, you know, nothing will ever change that. And the same is true no matter where you're at. The same is true, is that we are positionally victorious in Christ Jesus. It's like it says in Ephesians 2:6, we're seated with him in heavenly places. All these things are under our feet. So whether we're in difficulty and suffering, or whether we've, you know, come into breakthrough and victory, it's all the same. Okay. It's a finished work. It's a finished work of the cross through Christ Jesus. And, you know, sometimes we are praying, it's like we're praying towards the throne. You know, we're wanting a face-to-face with God. Other times, it's like we're seated with him, and we're declaring and we're decreeing from a position of victory. And that's where he wants us. Here's a tip. If you find yourself struggling, you're praying towards the throne, just get up there and sit down, okay? Just take your seat. I don't care if you don't feel like it. I mean, act on truth. You know, get up into your seat. Take your seat and start declaring, start praising, start decreeing. And that's another way to experience that shift into victory. So anyway, let's talk about this for a minute. If you're in the position where it's like, okay, I'm just contending, I'm struggling, I'm going through the suffering, I'm warring, I'm, you know, travailing for the Lord. And yet you look over and you see brother and sister happy over there. They're in a position of victory and they're shouting and dancing. The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Okay. You know, that's your instruction. Okay. You may not be at that place yet, but just start rejoicing with the ones who are. Okay. And guess what? You'll probably get pulled into it as well. So there's another way to get your atmosphere shifted. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Okay. But then what if you are the one who's doing the happy dance? I mean, you've hit your breakthrough. God is amazing. You know, it's like you've been pulled out of the fire. And then you look and you see brother and sister Christian struggling. Okay. First and foremost, don't take this position as like, well, if you had done what I'd done, then maybe you would be in a better, you know, that's just pride. Okay, that makes it about us. And we got to remember that it all came from Jesus to begin with. If we're in that position of victory and we see brother or sister Christian struggling, you know, we don't take the attitude of, man, when are you just going to get it together if you would only, you know, do what I, you know. No, we don't do that either. It says in the Bible, as each one has received a gift. Let me start that again. 1 Peter 4:10. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You see, the grace of God is for the brother and sister who's struggling. The grace of God is for the one who is in the roaring lion of Judah position, okay? Because if God has given us that gift and brought us through, yeah, he wants us to rejoice in that. It's for us. But guess what? It is also so that we can help our brothers and sisters. We're supposed to take that gift and minister it. It's like it says in Corinthians, the gifts of the Spirit are for the edification of the body. God does it in us so that we can take our brothers and sisters by the hand and help pull them along. Okay? So that was what Jesus did for us, right? I mean, he went into the position of victory and then he sent his Spirit to us. He extended the thing that got him through. He gave it to us, right? So that we could come up higher too. So just remembering that, you know, we minister to one another to help them come along. Let's go one more place that I went. You know, this lingering in the worship and praise, this joy that we get to experience in our kingdom life. You know, we're going to be doing that a long time. Yeah, I mean, just get used to the joy. Drink this in. I mean, when you encounter this, you know, don't let guilt push you out. It's like, oh, you're enjoying yourself too much. No. Okay. I want you to really get a full drink of it and, you know, enjoy that place with God. You don't have to feel guilty for being there. You're not going to drink too much. You know, it's a fountain that never runs dry, and we're going to be doing it for a long time. So stay in that as long as you can. Enjoy the Lord. Receive even more. It's just like in that friendship thing I was talking about. It's like, you know, there's just this exchange that goes on, and you know, you may have a whole afternoon with your friend. You may hang out for a few hours. You know, I was in a prayer gathering earlier this week, and I know that the women's pastor wanted to leave at 9, but we went until after 11 p.m. Okay, I mean, we just kept sharing and going into places in prayer, and God just kept, as he was there among us, he just kept pouring out more and more. Linger in this. We are going to be there for a long time in eternity. Okay? It's going to be a lot of joy. It's going to be a lot of freedom. So just get used to it. And, you know, just think about, you know, when you cross the line and you move from this life into eternity, how are you going to burst through those gates? I mean, have you ever thought about those first few moments? Oh, when you break in, it's like, I just want to run and see him. You know, I just want to run to Jesus. It's like, happy dance, okay? Run into the throne room. I don't care if I fall on my face. I don't care if I dive into the river that's flowing from his throne. I have no idea. But you know, we're going to be moving into that one day. And so just give him praise and thanks, and know that Jesus, you know, he's the one who forgives all of our sins. He has made the way for us to come in to higher places with God. He's made the way for us to soar. He's made the way for us to enter in to those places of glory. I mean, he went before us with his blood, okay? And we have access into these greater realms with glory. So just drink deeply, my friends, drink deeply, okay? Until next time.